Shalom uvracha, we are continuing our mahalach of achieving a wonderful life in this world, and even a more wonderful and life full of the true pleasures of being close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity. We're starting the psukim of Hey. As we mentioned, every letter in the alphabet represents something. And the Gemara says Hey represents one of the letters of Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. There's two Heys in the Shem Havaya, Yudke, Vovke. And the general idea of Hey on different levels represents taking the idea and bringing it out to its intended goal. Hoireini Hashem derech chukecho etzereno ekev. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please teach me the ways of your laws, and I will watch over it carefully till the very end. The idea behind this is that, like it says, the spiritual world was created with a yud, and the physical world was created with a hey. Even by the shapes of the letter, we see the difference between the two. The yud is just a point; it doesn't have any dimensions. That's the beginning point, because the beginning point of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is dimensionless. Kamavan, dimensionless doesn't mean he's small, it means the other way around. He's without dimensions. But it doesn't have the nature of the physical world. Whereas the hay, it also has a yud in it, but also have the dalid. The hay is comprised of a yud and the dalid. At that point is now spread out to the four corners of the world, to the three-dimensional world that we live in, that has its shape and has its size. And the goal of this three-dimensional world that we're living in, which has dimensions, which is limited in its size, is not to look at the external part of the world. Because if one gets caught up with that, it just gets caught up running after his physical desires and his ego desires, and he's never happy, because there's never enough of it. But he realizes that physical world that's spread out into the four corners is really just a housing for that little yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the goal of life. And that's what David HaMelech is being mispalled for. I should always watch over Ekev, the final goal. It's a new type of life. The Jewish life is not the life of looking at just today. But it's a Renu Ekev. I realize there's a goal at the end. The Menezra says Ekev here means the reward. That's also a similar idea. There'll be a real reward in the end. I'm not just living for the physical pleasures which are here today and tomorrow, back in the ground and nothing remains, and back to a new frustration of trying to get things which I can't get. I really want my life to be focused. Horeinu derech chukecha. Not just to do the mitzvahs, but to have that mahalach in life, to have the clarity that I'm on a path right now, and on the path towards the real shlemus of revealing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me in every situation in life, and how I want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation of life. And the way I do that is by living my life with the values of Hashem, the peace of mind that Hashem is guiding my life, that gives me my bitochen, gives me the clarity of thought, gives me the ability to control myself, ability to understand that if something doesn't go my way, I don't have to get all upset. It's the best possible thing for me, this. If I know it doesn't have to go my way, that wipes out anger. Kamavan, it's a lifelong avoided to do it, but that's the starting point of it. Together with that, if I know that I don't have to want everything, and therefore I don't have to have everything I want, I don't have the frustration of not getting all these other physical achievements or fantasies or whatever you want to call them. I can be shameach b'chelki, happy with what I have. This is the opening statement of the Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. That big hey, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should always be in front of my eyes, and that should be the guiding factor in my entire life. If we do that, we will have a pleasant life in this world. We will be content with what we have. More than that, we will realize the tremendous koach Hashem has invested in us, a koach to mispael to Hashem, to work on my midas, to be happy with what I have, to do good to others, because once I'm happy with what I have, I can benefit others. I don't have to involve myself my whole life. And more than that, the gift of life, of real life, chayei netzach, eternal life, that I could use this life, the short life that we all have in this world, to become close to Hashem and to be zeicher to the tanig amiti, the true pleasure of life, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be part of His exalted nation and exalted son and daughter. Should be zeicher mi Hashem to strengthen this throughout our lives, enjoy our lives, use them properly, and be beneficial for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael, and for the Ratzon Hashem.